Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
Flooding in Park. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A one-man citywide spree of violence in Austin, Texas leaves four people dead and three others, including two law enforcement officers, with injuries. Interim Austin Police Chief Robin Henderson says it's believed the same person also killed two people in San Antonio.
Based on information obtained over the course of these investigations, we strongly believe one suspect is responsible for all of the incidents. The suspect is in custody and no longer poses a threat to our Austin community.
Israeli forces battling Hamas militants across Gaza. The ground offensive now expanded in the south, where Hamas leaders are believed to be embedded with Palestinian civilians. Congressional Republicans still insisting on tougher border protection measures before they will greenlight billions of additional war funding for Ukraine. And saying all the prosecutions against him are politically motivated. Former President Donald Trump on with Fox's Hannity vowing to seek retribution if he wins a second term. This is ABC News. Parts of the Pacific Northwest, at least one weather-related death reported in Oregon.
Meteorologists call this an atmospheric river, a channel of tropical air bringing with it a lot of rain to the Pacific Northwest. Already flood warnings have been issued, and here along the Stillaguamish River, about an hour north of Seattle, homes and neighborhoods have been inundated with water. So far, there have been no reports of any injuries, but the downpour is expected to continue, and the flooding is expected to get worse. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Granite Falls, Washington.
The off-duty pilot accused of trying to cut the engines on an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight has now been indicted on 84 charges. But a grand jury in Oregon decided not to charge him with attempted murder. Joseph Emerson's lawyers say he suffered a panic attack after taking some magic mushrooms. And trouble for Barbie, the box office for a doll that's supposed to honor the Cherokee Nation's leader. The box, actually, for the doll that has a nation symbol that's supposed to mean Cherokee, instead translates as chicken. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that the 1849 law that was interpreted as an abortion ban does not actually ban consensual abortions. Following the Dobbs decision last year, state officials pointed to that law to criminalize all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin praised the judge's decision, calling it a step forward to restoring access to abortion across the state. Still, this is likely not the final ruling on the matter, and the case is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for more than $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day. But it's 60 years old, and the governors say it's in bad shape. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled away at the end and beat the Spartans at Michigan State, the final 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points, Stephen Crowell with 18, including this three-pointer to put it away.
Crowell left open again. He can't miss! Stephen Crowell!
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went into high gear, dismissed the New York Knicks 146-122. So now the Bucks advance in the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. They're going to face the Pacers in Las Vegas Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, 146 points. What's that say about this team, Malik Beasley?
That we can be really good. With a playoff mentality game, it shows that we can, like I said yesterday, you never know because it was only one game instead of four games. So I'm proud of us. We start punching hard, and we made them call the first time out in the second half, so that was huge.
That's the Bucks forward, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies on the breezy side with our winds out of the south increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures up to 34. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Warming up to the mid-40s for highs on Thursday under sunny to partly cloudy conditions. And for your Friday, partial sun up to 43. Colder with a slight chance for some snow showers on your Saturday. We're back to 34. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. And for Monday, a high of 28. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 24.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all that jewelry.
Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Country.
tattoo, playing piggy boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
he stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, fly south of Detroit City, I pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, sign said finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. Chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am. Back home, we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from. I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang, the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there. Just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from is cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from is cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting, staring up at heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up. Met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dad. Just a piece of land, the money be great.
right. I guess we're just going to end that song right there. 98Q Country at 6:23. Make it 6:24. Hope you are well on this Wednesday morning. It's an interesting start to the day when you take your mouse and you click on one spot on the computer and it does that. So we'll bring it back up here and we'll get all the news and sports to you updated, of course, as we do each morning. Lots of local sports last night. High school boys, high school girls hoops, and had a little hockey going on last night and others. So we'll get you updated on all of that here throughout the morning. But we give you news and sports updates twice an hour, so let's get to that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A one-man citywide spree of violence in Austin, Texas, leaves four people dead and three others, including two law enforcement officers, with injuries. Interim Austin Police Chief Robin Henderson says it's believed the same person also killed two people in San Antonio.
Based on information obtained over the course of these investigations, we strongly believe one suspect is responsible for all of the incidents. The suspect is in custody and no longer poses a threat to our Austin community.
Israeli forces battling Hamas militants across Gaza. The ground offensive now expanded in the south, where Hamas leaders are believed to be embedded with Palestinian civilians. Congressional Republicans still insisting on tougher border protection measures before they will greenlight billions of additional war funding for Ukraine. And saying all the prosecutions against him are politically motivated. Former President Donald Trump on with Fox's Hannity vowing to seek retribution if he wins a second term. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State Senate's top Republican tells the Wisconsinite Public Affairs Network he disagrees with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over withholding University of Wisconsin pay raises over diversity programming.
Why do you support holding back those pay raises for UW employees?
I don't support holding them back.
You think that money should go out the door?
Yeah, I do.
Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says withholding raises hurts a lot of people who have nothing to do with diversity programs. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled away at the end and beat the Spartans at Michigan State, the final 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points. Stephen Crowell with 18, including this three-pointer to put it away.
Crowell left open again. He can't miss! Stephen Crowell!
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went into high gear, dismissed the New York Knicks 146-122. So now the Bucks advance in the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. They're going to face the Pacers in Las Vegas Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. 146 points. What's that say about this team, Malik Beasley?
That we can be really good. With a playoff mentality game, it shows that we can, like I said yesterday, you never know because it was only one game instead of four games. So I'm proud of us. We start punching hard, and we made them call the first time out in the second half, so that was huge.
That's the Bucks forward, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple local sports scores from last night. Lakeland topped the Shawamigan boys over in Minocqua 66-33 last night. It was the Phillips girls getting a win over Athens last night. And also in other local action, it was the Prentice girls topping Shawamigan. You heard that game right here last night, as Apprentice girls get a 64-52 win, and the Butternut girls defeat LCO last night. More details on these to come at the 7 o'clock news and sports.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
O'Reilly. Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Plus, get 2 times O Rewards points. Get more fuel saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies on the breezy side with our winds out of the south increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour, high temperatures up to 34. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Warming up to the mid-40s for highs on Thursday under sunny to partly cloudy conditions. And for your Friday, partial sun up to 43. Colder with a slight chance for some snow showers on your Saturday. We're back to 34. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. And for Monday, a high of 28. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23 degrees.
This time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98 Q Country.
I've been
straight, wishing you and your family a happy holiday season.
Fred Paisley here, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Carrie Underwood, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
98Q Country.
They're hanging up tinsel in the windows on Michigan Avenue. And ice is freezing on the rink at Rockefeller Center, too. Lights going up on the palm trees down on A1A. It's starting to feel like the holidays.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack. I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She meant business this time.
really is goodbye. At least I took my boots off this time.
Side of that truck bed. We've got 33 as our forecasted high today, and those winds will be out of the south to southwest at 7 to 17 miles an hour. So not too bad of a day today with mostly cloudy, not expecting a lot of sunshine. 46 tomorrow, could see record high temps in some areas with intervals of clouds and sun. Should be a light wind, warm, mild day tomorrow. Friday still mild with highs probably close to 40. And any heavy snowfall in the forecast, Joel? Well, first of all, we got to get that temperature above 32, below 32 for the high for the day for it to really matter. And that probably isn't going to happen until next week. And there isn't a whole lot of chance of precipitation until later on next week. So the snow we did get here yesterday on the overnight is going to slowly melt off here over the next 24 to 48. We have Reality Radio today. Special guest, Carl Franklin, friend of the show, is going to join us at 8:15 to talk about some memories of Christmas. Won't want to miss that. We've got a special Christmas event going on here in the city of Park Falls this weekend. Folks will be in the chat about that. Reality Radio coming up for you just after 8 this morning.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today. Lori, what do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpets and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies on the breezy side with our winds out of the south increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour, high temperatures up to 34. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Warming up to the mid-40s for highs on Thursday under sunny to partly cloudy conditions, and for your Friday, partial sun up to 43. Colder with a slight chance for some snow showers on your Saturday, we're back to 34. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s, and for Monday, a high of 28. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23 degrees.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
98Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. Traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like you
Americans watching you. 25, our wake-up temp. We're on our way to 33 today. Bucks win their in-season tournament game yesterday. That means they'll play Thursday, tomorrow, in Vegas, 4 o'clock, 3:30 pregame. As the Bucks continue on, the final four out of the in-season NBA tournament. So let's get some words of wisdom to get this Wednesday moving here. We've got the 6th day of December awaiting you on the other side. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Years ago, during my sophomore year at Cal State San Bernardino, I found myself in a difficult situation at Christmas break. I had nowhere to go. Both of my parents had died, and I wasn't able to stay with my siblings or friends. I had to request special permission to spend the holiday on the deserted campus. For 2 weeks, my friends enjoyed roaring fireplaces and dinner tables full of turkey, ham, and all the fixins. Meanwhile, I sat in my cold dorm room, alone, eating whatever was left in the vending machines. I was miserable. And when I think back on that time, I remember that my story isn't unique. Many people will face a similar problem this Christmas. They may not be alone in a college dorm, but they feel just as lonely and isolated. Studies show that rates of depression are at their highest this time of year. It's no wonder why. The Christmas season is filled with joy, celebration, and family get-togethers, all of which highlight your loss and sadness when a loved one has died, or unresolved conflict has driven a wedge between family members. Love and connection are as vital to our well-being as the air we breathe, especially at Christmas. If you're blessed with family, reach out to someone who's not. Can you give them a call? Can you invite them over for dinner? Christmas can feel awfully dark when you're alone. Make it brighter for someone by giving them the gift of community. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly, and Merry Christmas.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless.
Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts.
So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones,
and save money.
Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa. priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies on the breezy side with our winds out of the south increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour, high temperatures up to 34. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Warming up to the mid-40s for highs on Thursday under sunny to partly cloudy conditions. And for your Friday, partial sun up to 43. Colder with a slight chance for some snow showers on your Saturday. We're back to 34. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. And for Monday, a high of 28. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 23 degrees. Country.